Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello again. Episode 9 of the Podcast of Steel, and I am still smiling. This episode is a sort of mashup of everything that has happened over the last few days. The Flash movie is finally out, and this week I went to London for some special events, and it has been an absolutely amazing time. I went to see the film on the BFI IMAX, which is one of the largest screens in the country, I believe. And many, many years ago, I went to this particular cinema to watch Man of Steel. And I don't think I'm over that cinematic experience still. It was an amazing time. And on this episode, I will share my review, my adventures as well. I travelled to London with my trusty dictaphone to record what happened. I met up with some of the heroic members of the DC family, and on the first day I was in London, we went to the screening, and then from there we went to an after party, which was a very unique experience, to say the least. It was in some underground tunnels that were spray painted, and within those tunnels were separate rooms, almost like caves, and this is where the Flash after party was held. And wow, what a night that was. So yes, there's lots of recordings in this. There's lots of bits and bobs from here and there. And the second day when I was in London, I went to the fantastic Park Row DC-inspired restaurant, where I've been to a few times before. But I went there to check out their Worlds Collide menu. They made a Flash special menu, which was incredible. I was kindly invited there by Paul from DC World. So on the second day, we walked around London for most of the day. Now, the weather this week has been so hot in England. So Paul had the genius idea that we should go to the cinema and watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in a beautifully air-conditioned theatre. And that really helped sort of break up the day so that we weren't outside in the heat for too long. But this is a fun episode, a recap of my time in London. So let's leap into action, as the intro says, for episode 10 of the Podcast of Steel. Hello, I have arrived in London. I am in my hotel. The room has air conditioning, and that is fantastic news because London today is very, very hot. And I am here for a screening of The Flash, which I'm very excited to see in its final form. And then after The Flash, myself and a few of the DC family have been invited to what seems to be an underground lair for an after party, which already has me very excited. I arrived a few hours ago and I walked around the area with Paul from DC World to first of all, get my bearings so I don't get lost later on today. And then we scoped out where we are watching the film, which was the BFI IMAX in Waterloo. Now, this particular cinema is amazing. It is huge. The screen is intimidating. I saw Man of Steel here many years ago, and it was an amazing experience, and I'm really looking forward to seeing The Flash on that big screen. So we went there earlier on and had a look around and took some selfies in front of the posters. And as I was there, I saw them putting up posters for Oppenheimer. And the thought of that film on that screen is going to be something that I have to witness. So I think when I get home in a few days' time, I'm going to book tickets to see Oppenheimer on the IMAX screen at Waterloo. It's the biggest screen in the country, I believe. So that's going to be an exciting adventure. But today,
is another one for the Flash. It's very warm. I've got some smart clothes to put on for the after party as well. Hopefully I won't sweat myself away. But there's a big smile on my face because I'm looking forward to seeing this film again, as I said, in its entirety. I'm looking forward to seeing how the audience react to certain scenes. And just right now in my head, I'm thinking about what I saw a few weeks ago when I watched The Flash. And I'm still smiling about some of the things. And I'm trying so hard not to say anything that might even be considered a spoiler. But I'm going to give it a week and then I think I will talk about the spoilers on the podcast. Because there is so much that I need to say. And after seeing it today, again, it's going to put those thoughts back in my head and make my review even more clearer. But I'm going to see it again on Friday. And I'm going to go and see it again next week. So by then, hopefully, the giddiness in me will have calmed down and I'll be able to control my thoughts and not be too excited about the things that I saw. But I'm very happy to go and see that film again this evening and then to attend this after party that we don't really know too much about. We just know it's an immersive experience after the screening. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. I will be back. So it is 10:45 and it is the morning after the night before. I'm sat here with Paul from DC World and it was an interesting night to say the least, Paul, wasn't it?
It was, Luke. Definitely a really good night. And if you don't all know, we went to a Flash special screening at the Massive IMAX in London. And out afterwards, didn't we?
And then, yeah, to an after party. And the screening was like, still, that blew me away. Seeing that on that massive IMAX screen, seeing things I didn't notice the first time round. Certain scenes that we won't talk about on this podcast, but there were surprises that I did manage to, I dodged those spoilers. And, yeah, an amazing night.
Really amazing. And my advice to you all, ignore the internet, ignore the spoilers, just go and purely enjoy the film. Like you used to in the old days, watch a trailer, go and see the film, enjoy it, don't read too much into it. Enjoy all the special cameos, we'll call it, the special bits going on, the end credits scene. Just go and enjoy it and you're going to love The Flash, trust us.
Yeah, I'm still getting over that first screening when we watched it back in April. But yes. I need to go and see it again too.
I'll tell you, like the first screening we saw in April was like the finished version, so there was a couple of bits they'd cut out, which was held till this week, which made sense, but really cleaned up a lot of the effects, mostly done. And I think they'd cleaned it up. It looked a lot better on the IMAX screen than it did the other week when we had to go and see it. Slightly smaller, wasn't it, Luke?
Yeah, I mean, I think that IMAX screen is the biggest in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And yeah, we got our seats nice and early. We wanted to make sure we didn't get anything in the nosebleeds. But it was, the air was electric. It's a film I've been waiting to see since it came out last night. Since we saw that first one back in April. And I was waiting to see certain scenes, waiting to see what I forgot and see what I missed the first time round. And I still need to see it again. And I will be going to go and seeing it soon. Hopefully on another massive IMAX screen, because that was, yeah, I'm still getting over it.
It's so immersive in there, isn't it? Like, not only because it's on IMAX screen and it is huge, trust me, your vision, if you're in the middle with the theatre, you can just see screen in front of you and that is it. There's nothing else around and the sound in there is incredible, isn't it? Immersive.
I think one of the last ones I saw was Man of Steel, so like literally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We saw Birds of Prey there, another fantastic screening there for that, but this film on a big screen has to be done, and an IMAX screen especially. I think some films were shot for IMAX, I'm not sure which ones, but it all worked. There's a fantastic action chase scene at the beginning with Batman and The Flash, which I really wanted to see again, and that was worth the wait alone.
Such a good opening for a film.
Yeah, there's one certain thing that might be sort of hit and miss. When you see it, you'll understand what I mean. But to me, I thought it was fantastic. Certainly, I don't think that's ever been done before in a film.
No.
It's certainly new territory for a lot of the things they did. And, oh, I'm going to try and create a full review for it soon. But
yes.
I'm still
still trying to wrap my head around some of the things that we did witness. And what I really did enjoy, there was just so much laughter in that theatre last night by everybody all around us. And that was something fun to experience. I like that.
I think you enjoy it more, and I noticed more humour in it last night than before. Some of these little one-liners came out more last night. I don't know if it's because it was louder, because we had a bigger experience, there was a lot more people, there's hundreds in there. So I think a lot more came out of it on the second viewing, certainly. Same as you, I'm going to go
and see it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. There's more stuff to see each time. And I certainly noticed more details in Ben Affleck's Batman suit yesterday. That on the big screen. I mean, a lot of cosplayers are going to be recreating that suit because it is a damn good suit. Lots of the suits in that film need to be recreated, and I think the effect that this film will have on the pop culture community, we're going to see a lot more cosplayers come out with it.
Definitely, and I'd like to certainly see, without spoiling anything, obviously Keaton's in it, and there's a bat cave, and he has a room of bat suits, and there's a certain few bat suits in there I wouldn't mind seeing again or coming out in the flesh.
I mean, I don't know if they were CGI, if they were actually made. I know a costume designer did work on them, so those suits possibly could exist somewhere in the real world. And I mean, are they going to be used again? Are they just going to be put into a museum somewhere? I hope they get used again.
I wouldn't mind borrowing one. I'll look after one.
Just for the weekend, like a library. like Blockbusters, you can go and rent a Batman suit just for 48 hours.
Sign me up.
A bit of a hefty deposit, but no, that'd be a fantastic way to get the suit. But yeah, seeing that on the big screen. The post-credit scene that we didn't know that was coming. Again, when we saw this film back in April, it was unfinished, and there were some scenes that we didn't get to see. We saw them yesterday. I managed to dodge the spoilers, and I hope you do as well. I know you didn't, Paul, sadly, did you?
I dodged the end credit scene. Sadly, a picture leaked of a certain thing at the end. Yeah. I just tried to ignore it, but it was there. But unfortunately, in the world we live in, stuff keeps getting leaked, and just avoid it all. If you're going to go and watch the film, stay on social media the week before. It's a lot easier.
It's much easier. But yeah, it's going to be fun to see this again and see it with other people that aren't expecting this. It's new to DC Comics. It's definitely a new style for them for storytelling. There are elements of things that they have done in the past, so there is a lot of nostalgia.
Yep.
There is a lot of respect to the other movies and characters and directors and creators. And yeah, I'm thinking about it, and I just want to go back and see it again.
Still a lot of emotion, especially the ending with his mum. That really got me again.
Yeah.
Not only one, I've lost my parents myself, Luke.
Yeah.
And it was just like that always hits you. That moment and what stuff is getting said and what's happening, and it resonates with you a little. I'm sure it's going to affect a lot of people when they see this.
It makes it more personal. It makes it more relatable. And without throwing emotions down your throat, they did a good job of that balance of fiction and reality, and having superheroes that you can relate to. They did well with it.
Yeah.
But we had that screening, and then after that, we went off. We were told we're going to an immersive experience, and boy, was it. It was a short walk from the IMAX, but we got picked up, which was very nice, in a very welcomed air-conditioned bus, because it was a very warm day in London, as it is today. But yeah, we went to Leak Street?
26 Leak Street.
Yeah, which from the outside, it's a tunnel with beautiful street art and graffiti all up and down it, and we saw people creating art as we went down there, including a very talented guy who was creating the Flash logo.
Oh.
On a wall.
Amazing.
And it must have taken them a good few hours. We went back there today. It's already covered up, sadly. They don't hang around there. But to see him create that in real time was very special.
Yeah.
And then, we went there after the show, and we were greeted by Keaton's Batmobile. And what was it like seeing that, Paul?
Something else, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought we was going to... So we get to the venue inside in a moment, but we came down the tunnel. Warner Brothers, they dropped us off on the minibus. We walked down the tunnel. The party's kicking off inside. Outside was the Keaton Batmobile. And I believe this one was from Paris?
Yeah, Paris, France, yeah.
And they'd got this one over, and so we'd done some pics with that, didn't we? And that was so awesome, because I've not seen the proper Keaton one in person, so it was amazing.
I saw one as we wait till this bus, this lorry to go past. This is a special live episode of the Podcast of Steel. We are literally in the streets of London.
In the Vore.
In a very nice shade outside a nice little coffee place. But yeah, I was at Portsmouth Comic Con last week and did see another Batmobile there. But in my opinion, you can never have enough Batmobiles, especially Keaton's Batmobile. And seeing that in person is quite intimidating.
Yeah, it was good. And especially from when I was 10 when Keaton's Batmobile came out. Saw it twice the same day. Always been in love with that Batmobile. And probably is one of my favourites with the Tumbler. So to see it and get some pics last night, it was amazing.
We got loads of photographs. And when it sort of, when the party kicked off, I'm not too sure what time it did kick out, but we were there to the very end.
Yep. We were among the last to go.
And we saw the Batmobile getting, well, trying to get it back onto a trailer. And there were lots of interesting videos and photographs taken then. I think we've got a picture of Tasmin, the aspiring Kryptonian, draped over the bonnet of the Batmobile. But seeing them putting that back onto the trailer and taking it away was quite something. And apparently it is road legal as well.
It was nice to get some pictures and video with like some London backdrop behind it. You'll see it on our socials. Yeah. But like seeing this Batmobile in a real city in the street looked even better in the dark.
I did like people sort of making their way home from pubs and clubs, walking down an alley and just seeing the Batmobile and thinking, okay, is this a fever dream?
Yeah.
Am I actually seeing this Batmobile in the street? Is there a crime going down somewhere that I'm not sure or aware of?
This is the guy walking up made me laugh like when they put it on the trailer. He's like, hey, you're towing my car.
But yeah, that was just, it was impressive to see that. But then we went into this underground tunnel slash club and there were food and drinks. There were flashing lights you could put on yourself. Lots of members of the DC family and UK celebs and a few influencers from TV and online as well.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Everyone was having fun, dancing, playing games. And the photo ops, they were a bit special. But what were they like?
There were some mean photo ops. Literally, once you was in this venue, there was rooms going off the sides into other parts and other tunnels where they held all these like immersive activities or photo ops or even like these 3D video ops. They had like a back cave thing with like smoke blowing down. And we done a good one, didn't we? Like a speed time through the kitchen of the Flash, which was a cool one.
Yeah, one of those sort of, I saw him at the Oscars where you stand on that little table and a camera zooms around you really quickly. And they do that in like super slow-mo.
Yeah.
That was fun. Getting it right. There was a lot of attempts, a lot of failures, but we got there in the end and we got some good footage. And there was another photo op where you could run up a building.
Yeah.
There was sort of the scene from the beginning of the film. If you've seen the film, you know the scene we're talking about. So there was lots of food and debris and things hanging from the ceiling. And then as you ran up, a photograph was taken to give the, like, makes you look as if you're running up the hill. Up the building.
Up the building, grabbing a burger, lifting your leg up, all timed very well.
Again, that took a few attempts. It did take a few attempts.
And as you know, once the drinks are flowing, it takes more attempts to get better in the evening.
And everyone was relaxing a bit more and having more fun.
Yeah.
And what I didn't notice till halfway through the night, they had lots of people there sort of telling you where you could go and showing you where different rooms were. The place was filled with twins.
Yeah.
To make it look as if people were sort of like Barry and Barry in the film. Twins absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, you went in one room and went in another room and there was another one over there. It was like, what the hell? It's like Tasmin clued it up at the end of the night. There were six pairs of twins working there. It was mad, identical twins.
And once I noticed them, I couldn't stop looking at them.
No.
They were everywhere, literally everywhere. And they were having fun, they were interacting with all the guests.
Yeah.
And it really made it just
a
very special night. We've not had an after party like this before. We've had a few sort of little drinks and meetups after a screening, but this was the first time that Warner Brothers UK have done this, and felt very honoured to be a part of it. And
yeah,
very, really, very grateful.
Really privileged. And Warner Brothers UK, if you get to listen to this, we would like more of these events, please. This was absolutely fantastic, and you guys done yourselves proud, and also we had such an amazing night as the UK. DC UK family. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was nice. It's always, we do a lot of work behind the scenes promoting these films because we love the films that we promote. If we didn't love it, we wouldn't do it.
No.
And for something like that, to sort of say thank you and to celebrate the release of this film, that's what it was. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
It felt like a celebration. And we've seen after show parties like this in America and Australia before, and they've not really done it for a DC film. And now they have. I think they're going to be happy with the outcome because everybody in there was having an amazing night.
Yeah.
There were some fantastic cosplayers there as well.
Yep.
And it's yeah, I'm still smiling about that night, and will be for a long time. It was a fantastic experience.
It's going to be one of them days today. Everything's going to be thinking back to yesterday.
And I mean, it's nice to look back, but it's also good to sort of look forward to other things that are in the future, and there's more stuff coming out. We've got Blue Beetle. We've got this exciting future for DC Comics with James Gunn getting involved.
Yeah,
but even today, Paul, I mean, the day's not over for us. We're in London for another day.
We're not here for no reason. Heading to Park Row this evening, early this evening. Thanks to them for inviting us up. We're going to have their new, they're doing a new special menu on for a few weeks for the Flash movie.
Yes.
And it's called the Worlds Collide menu. Luke, you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it. I've always wanted a big belly or a belly burster. And they've got some fantastic looking food there in a brilliant, brilliant location.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been there before. They're all friends of the franchises. They've really looked after us in the past. And we are going back there tonight to check out the food and the restaurant and to see what they've done with this film and this menu. They're very clever.
And nice to, if you're not a fan of The Flash or you don't know about it, there's a food chain in there called Big Belly Burger. It's in other comics as well. And we created that. I think even the burgers stamped the logo on the top of the bun. We'll get pics and videos, don't worry. But there's stuff like that and cocktails going on.
There's a Flash cocktail that I'm looking forward to getting.
Or two.
Might just have the one after the amount of cocktails you put away last night. I'm going to try and take as many pictures and video as I can, but as soon as that food is in front of me, I'm going to just start demolishing it, because everything we've had to eat there in the past has been fantastic. But burgers and chips, I'm a fan of that. It's DC related. It's going to be an amazing day.
An amazing setting as well.
Yeah. So we'll keep on recording some bits throughout the day. We're going to be walking around London. We might venture off to the cinema later on. We've got a few hours to kill, and it is rather warm in London, so we need to stay cool.
Stay cool as much as possible.
So yeah, I don't think we'll be recording a podcast inside the cinema. They might not like that, but we will definitely be finding some shade. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back soon for some more chats.
See you later.
So we are back. We have found a nice air-conditioned pub to sit down in, and we've spent most of the afternoon in a nice air-conditioned cinema, because we went and saw Across the Spider-Verse, and
we did.
It was nice to sit down. After a very busy day yesterday, it was nice to sit down.
It was nice to sit down, full aircon, out the heat, marvellous. Great film.
Yeah, very, a lot like the first one. One of my big cinema regrets is not seeing the first film in a cinema.
Yeah.
But this one we have now, and wow, so visual.
Very good. Although we did have a little technical breakdown about an hour in, which they had to sort out, but we did get another free ticket.
We did, The screen went completely black, and I thought it was part of the film, because it's quite an immersive screen. And no, after a few minutes I was like, no, let's sort this out.
Yeah.
I got up, nearly fell down the stairs, couldn't find the door. And then some guys came in and reset something. I think they turned it off, turned it back on again, and after that it was fine. But that was
that's good.
Very interesting. I think my favourite part was that Lego scene.
Yeah, that was a good bit. That was a good bit. I liked
it. Yeah, and that was so that was a kid. I forget his name, but he recreated the trailer in Lego, and they hired him. They were like, "We want you to work on this film." I think he's 15 or 14. So
that's brilliant.
It's very clever. But a very intense film to watch for that amount of time. My eyes feel tired. That could be like the day we had yesterday. But it's very... I've not seen anything like that on a cinema screen before. It's been quoted as, I think, one of the...
It did not do your eyes in, but it was quite trippy at some points with the colouring and the artwork, and it's amazing, like the artwork they're putting out in the films like this now. Turtles is going to be another good one.
We saw the trailer for that, and that's the trailer for Flash.
Gotta go.
Blue Beetle. That was good seeing that trailer on there.
Oh, Blue Beetle. Not long, everyone. Blue Beetle in August.
That's
not
the next one.
DC film.
But no, yeah, Across the Spider-Verse. Two-parter. It was... I like flicking my eyes over the whole screen. And with that film, there was so much to see, and at any given time, I didn't want to miss a moment.
Mm.
But so many different Spider-Men and Spider-People and Spider-Animals and creatures. So much going on.
Nice, and a few surprises, a few little cameo things that are going on. It was like the artwork in the back. There was a part in there where Gwen was talking to the dad, and if you looked at the windows and the walls behind, they were running, the colours were just running down the screen like it was colouring the screen. If you're watching it in the cinema, you'll notice it, trust me. It's like, it's mad how they've done
it. But yeah, it was a fun way to spend an afternoon, because as I say, we are in London today for a fun Park Row event, and it's been one of the hottest days of the year, and there is not many places to stay cool in London. So Leicester Square, lots of cinemas there, perfect idea from Paul to go and sit down and chill out, literally.
Film and a slushie, you can't go wrong.
No, yeah, good slushie. Absolutely.
Good slushie, yeah.
Yeah, and just in under an hour's time, we'll be heading over to Park Row to check out their World's Collide menu, is that right?
Yes, World's Collide menu. Big belly burger, cocktails and more.
We saw the Blue Beetle trailer, there's a big belly burger featuring in that. And I was like, yeah, now I'm getting hungry again now. I need that in my life. I've got a few things, including the cocktails and that mushroom parfait, but it's got to be a big belly burger or the belly buster.
Probably just dripping out of juice, oozing with goodness.
We both wore dark shirts today. We're not wearing white. We are going to leave looking messy. That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
It's a very nice place with quite a serious dress code. So hopefully we don't get kicked out for making a scene. But I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned for that. We will be talking about that before, during and after.
Yeah.
And lots of pictures. So stay tuned. We'll be back soon. I am at Waterloo Station trying to find a train home because many of my trains have sadly been cancelled. So I might be staying in London for one more night. But I've had a fantastic time, and I've just come out of Park Row, London, and I had an amazing meal, part of their World's Collided menu. There was a Batman dish, a big belly burger, some delicious cocktails, and a beautiful dessert that I will share more details of when I get home, as I have a photograph of the menu. So yes, I'm going to be here at Waterloo Station for the foreseeable future until I can find a train home. So, wish me luck. Hopefully I will get home at some point, as even though I've had an amazing time in London with the flash screening, the amazing after party, and a day of sightseeing with Paul from DC World and that fantastic meal at Park Row, London, I am now very, very tired. And I would like my fortress of solitude and my delicious comfy bed. Stay tuned for updates, and I'll be back soon, hopefully with better news. I am finally home, and I am on my bed, and I don't think I will be moving for the foreseeable future. London, for the last 2 days, almost, was a lot of fun. Very tiring, very hot, but so much fun. Whew! The screening, the after party, the day in London, and then going to Park Row with Paul was a fantastic 24 and a bit hours. But I am socially and physically drained. I will enjoy the comfort and safety of my fortress of solitude for the next few days, as I have some more days off work. But Warner Brothers UK, thank you so much for a fantastic time. That movie, after seeing it for a second time, it really improves with each viewing. I'm going to go and see it again this coming Monday. There are a few scenes that I want to see again. Seeing that movie on an IMAX screen was intense, to say the least. Perfect clarity and wonderful sound. But sometimes when you get a screen that big, there's so much going on that I feel that I miss a few things. So I will be going back and seeing it again and enjoying scenes and enjoying the things that I have seen. I'm being very careful not to spoil anything. There are already spoilers online. Please don't encourage this trend
I think it's absolutely awful. I somehow managed to dodge a huge spoiler, one that wasn't in the original version that I saw back in April. And I'm so glad, because seeing that and having that surprise and witnessing that audience reaction was fantastic. And there is one post-credit scene that is kind of hit or miss. It's not essential. It probably could have been left out. But at the very end of the film, there is a huge moment. And I'm so glad that it happened. Very good. Well done to whoever made that happen. And yes, and after that screening, we went to the after party. My body is still recovering from that, I feel. It was a very hot day, so lots of alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks were enjoyed because it was just so warm. And then we had some themed snacks, including some of Barry Allen's favourite sandwiches, things that were referenced in the film. And cocktails as well, as I said. And they were flowing all night long. We actually saw one of the many cocktail makers behind the bar making a whole batch of drinks. And we were amazed at how generous they were with the portions that they were putting in these glasses. But they were delicious. And yes, and I've been on the train home today after that fantastic big belly burger at Park Row. I was sitting down just relaxing with some music, and well, I'm jumping ahead now, because what I did want to mention was the fact that today it was so hot in London that Paul and I wanted to relax, and as we mentioned earlier, we did go and see Across the Spider-Verse, and that film I want to go and see again. Because I really enjoyed the first film, and it's one of those, as I said, one of those biggest regrets is not seeing that on a cinema screen. But today, after watching Across the Spider-Verse, I want to go back and see it again. And I was trying to jot down some notes on the train about how it felt to watch that. And the quote that I did come up with, let's have a look, because I'm going down my list of all the things that I've written down in my notes and in my draft tweets and everything else that has been going on today. But yes, here it is. Something that I've been looking into when it comes to my head and how I work is that I know that for a few years now, this is not diagnosed, and I wouldn't even go anywhere near saying that I do have ADHD. But I have spoken with people and they have noticed similarities between people that they know with ADHD and the visible signs, things that they go through. And after reading up a little bit about it, which probably I shouldn't have done, I do notice similarities between the symptoms and my fizzy head, quotation marks, as I call it. But this is what I wrote about Across the Spider-Verse. Sometimes my head has too many thoughts, too many choices to make, and too many things to do. I call this being fizzy. Others might call it something else. Across the Spider-Verse was like seeing my mind on a big screen, and I loved every moment of that beautiful, organized chaos. The animation and the art and the story in this movie was so gripping from the moment this film started. Every single frame, every action scene, every quiet moment, every beautiful piece of animation was astoundingly fantastic. I could not take my eyes off the screen. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know what was coming next. My mind was constantly surprised with everything that I was seeing. It is animation at its most epic. This film has had a lot of hype and some fantastic reviews, and it's clear to see why. It was an unbelievable experience to watch this film, and I want to see it again. It was... I'm trying to find the words, but it just was spectacular. And the music, I was listening to that soundtrack on the way home, and the Hummingbird track is truly beautiful. That has been on loop for about an hour this evening. A truly fantastic movie, and every single animator that worked on that film, well done. Everybody clearly worked so hard, and it was such a project of passion that the next part is going to be even more exciting, I'm sure. And then as I was talking and writing notes about Spider-Man, I started taking more notes and thinking about the Flash film that I've enjoyed twice now and need to go and see again. And my brief tweet, as I didn't have enough letters to say more about this film because I've got so much to say, was this. We've all had daydreams where we imagine an alternate universe where the loved ones we've lost can be seen again, mistakes can be unmade, and moments can be relived. For me, The Flash was a story of personal growth, knowing where you came from and loving the life you have. This film, after the second viewing, hit me on a more personal scale, on a personal note, rather. Yes, there is fantastic action and comedic sketches and brilliant visuals, but this underlining message that you are enough was there, and it was beautiful, beautifully done. Go and see this film, is what I'm trying to say to you. I am over happy and over tired and over exhausted, and I'm not making much sense, but I wanted a podcast to go out this week talking about my adventures and sharing what I got up to. If you've not seen this film already, go and see it. Go in with a clear head, and you will be taken on just an absolute roller coaster of a ride. There's heart, there's laughs, there's action, there's gasps. As a DC fan, there is so much that this film surprises you with. You can see some lines coming, you can see some of the action before it happens. But the DC fan in me loved the nostalgic element, and it loved the comic action. It loved some of the absolute manic scenes. But it was a beautiful film with that beautiful message of you are enough. And I'm looking forward to seeing it again and talking with more people about it, because it is out now and the world is seeing it, the world is enjoying it, and I hope I can get to speak to as many people as possible. So Warner Brothers UK, thank you for an amazing time in London over the last almost 48 hours. And thank you to all the hard workers that made that event possible. The after party was incredible, and seeing the Batmobile outside was just so much fun. And thank you for all the members of the DC family, as we are called now, the title that was given to us by The Rock. It's always fun to meet up with fellow bloggers from all around the country at these events. This hobby that we all have, this passion of sharing superhero and pop culture news, is not always easy, but it is always rewarding. We like to do it. If we didn't like to do it, we wouldn't do it. But when we get to meet up and attend events like this and be treated to special events like the after party and the screenings, we all know that it is a big deal, and we are all grateful. And I'd like to take this moment to thank all of you, because without you interacting with me and liking what I do, I wouldn't be invited to events like this. So thank you. Thank you to Warner Brothers. Thank you for DC Comics. Thank you to all the members of the DC UK family. And for all of you for listening to the podcast, liking my posts, sharing your thoughts. There's often sometimes a few bad apples, but there always will be. But the majority of you you share my passions and you share sometimes my thoughts and feelings on these movies, of these characters. And it means the world to me that when I can go to these events, I can share my thoughts and my opinions with you all, but you also know that your opinion means the most. And we can talk openly, positively, and politely about the things that bring us joy. And now I'm starting to ramble on. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Podcast of Steel. It's been a fantastic, fantastic time in London, but right now I am ready to sleep. I will be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. And thank you for listening. Please like, comment, share and subscribe, all that fun stuff. And I will be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.